Rastaman used to tell the people them, say, well, right now, vital is vital. Throw away the dead meat, the dead as. Enough people vex and a ball out about where on the so dead. Now we see everybody a turn to this, where them call themselves vegetarians now. We see man all a jog, a man in time. Them a jog, you know, I say a health business, you know, and the car a drive in front of them and a, the muffler there is a woolly for carbon, man, outside there, God had them nose, you know, but remember the cousin in Rasta, enough things what we say. The music call the music this and call the music that, and now we see Bob Marley rise the music to a level where the whole world laugh about it. So why we have said that? We have said that because there was a time when Christ did tell the people them, say, what did I do that you want to stone me? Him say, them say, you being a man, make yourself God. And then one of the time, him look upon them and say again, even if you don't want to believe what I say, but believe and check the works, because it's through the work you shall know me. Now you see, it's a long time the Rasta man on here, so, and I say certain things, and everybody a mock and a jeer, a mock and a jeer. And more daily, every day we see that enough things what the Rasta man has say. I did I say, I is now saying, is the real, real, raw, raw truth, unquestionable, the truth. We talk about the idea of vegetarian food concept. We are talking about the idea of lax, where we see the whole world now, a lax, fashion business, black and white, everybody, I jump on it. We are talking about the idea of God in man. It's only in the Western world it looks like madness when the Rasta man talk. But more and more, some people are calling themselves yogi and guru and all of these things. When them come to Jamaica and tell these little middle class Jamaican people about that, those things, you know. The middle class Jamaican people run and I say, yes, 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 that's true, you know. This and them going to meditate and reiterate and agitate and all these things. The Rasta man was doing that long time. And was showing the people them these things long time. But it's because the Rasta man is from in your backyard and in your garbage heap. Nothing good, you say, can't come out of your garbage heap. That is what you say. Nothing good can't come out of your garbage heap. But remember Isaiah, one of the greatest prophets in the Bible. Isaiah walk up and down in Israel naked. Naked, Isaiah walk up and down in Israel naked. Why? Because Isaiah was showing the people that this is how Israel will be amongst the nations. This is how Israel will be amongst the nations. Would you listen to a naked man walking up and down in the Kingston streets? No, you wouldn't. Isaiah married to a prostitute. A oar. Why did Isaiah marry to the oar? To show Israel that you shall go whoring amongst the nations, not knowing your God. You shall go whoring amongst the nations, not knowing your God. Suppose you know, say, I married to a oar, and I come tell you, say, I married to a oar. Would you see me as a man of God? No. You would have said, no man of God now married to no whore. So, how come? Because you're not living in the days of Isaiah, you believe Isaiah. But the Rasta man who walk on the streets of Kingston with him crocus bag and him onion bag round him and him locks a hang down, barefoot, sometimes when you are talk about saying you're no wash, and him look dread according to you. Look how much things him say from them time until now, where you come now. Come and see as real, real truth. Look how much things. One of the greatest sons of Jamaica style now is Bob Marley, the Rasta man. If it wasn't Rasta, Bob Marley couldn't do him there. So how you go uphold Bob Marley and left with Bob Marley that deal with? Want people them check these things. The ganja, where you did a fight against all the while. White people are come now, come and show you, say the ganja can do many things, including save your economy. So who is going to apologize to the garbage heap? Who is going to apologize to the garbage heap? Because it's that same garbage heap threw it around a banana tree. And see if you don't get the fattest and sweetest banana them you will ever eat in your life. Yeah. So that's why the people them all arm pan. The stone that the builder refuses becomes the head of the corner. So we're on to the time now. When you wake up one morning and take up your newspaper and look on CNN and BBC and hear say, Eilis Lassie was seen somewhere in some place of the world, even in Brixton, even in India, even in China, even in Westmoreland. What are you going to do? You're going to jump up now and say, ratted, the Rasta man right again. If you don't believe I, check the works. Because by the work, you shall know I. This is the cutting edge.
Cigarette?
Thanks. Well, I didn't know you were a Matterhorn man.
Since I can remember. Light?
Whey, that's cool.
I find Matterhorn very soothing, you know?
Smooth. Yeah, and they still manage to taste like a real cigarette.
You can't say that about other menthol cigarettes. Matterhorn gives you a true full-bodied smoke.
Satisfying.
And cool.
Cool.
Make it cool. Make it Matterhorn.
Has allowed thousands of partner savers to accumulate dollars to achieve their goals. Go tell your neighbor, the workers' bank partner plan still the best plan today. This a one bank who not run away. Bonus, maybe prizes must come your way. You also get a chance to win a whole heap of cash in the partner plan grand draw for Christmas. So bank with your partner, show in your hand. The workers' bank still the best partner plan.
Make the smart move in 96. Start your workers' bank partner savings account today. See LAD Auto Distributors for Japanese parts at shop number 9 Brentford Plaza, 39 Brentford Road, Kingston. Call 926-2085. Also 21 Malines Road, shop number 10 for all your VW parts. The time by LAD Auto is
14 minutes to 12.
105.5, 107.7. IRE leads the way, 24 hours a day.
Yes, we have an interview going to you now where we want the people them pay keen and strict attention to, because you know over the years we've been doing some programs on marijuana, herbs, cannabis sativa, hemp, and we have been revealing certain things, and what people say them never know certain things, and because of the cutting edge a whole heap of things get revealed. Well, we have two men at the studio with where we're going to do an interview with where everything you would want to know about hemp, ganja, marijuana, cannabis sativa, pot, Mary Jane, anything where you want to call it, right? We have the man named Ralph A. Smith. He's an attorney, and we have Brooks Kelly, PhD, molecular and cell biologist. So I want to say greetings to the man them, and greetings, you know.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, this herbs thing is a very crucial thing, you know, like Rasta over the years have been really saying this and saying that, and been using it, has been gotten, as a matter of fact, one of the single most persecuted thing Rasta get persecuted over is this thing called ganja. The man them is here to shed some light on this thing called ganja, what it really is. As we can see, the man, one of the man Brooks, is a scientist, you know. So you must know something where we never know, but we did tell the people them long time, but true, he's not scientist, we couldn't explain it to the people them. We want to ask the man, firstly, how the man get involved as a biologist? How the man get involved in this research on ganja?
How did I get involved? I was born in Nebraska. I grew up in a little town in the middle of Holt County, Nebraska, that was surrounded by fields of industrial hemp. Ever since I can remember, hemp has been in the view. Wherever you look in Nebraska, you see hemp plants. Mm-hmm. As I was growing up and studying biology at the different universities in Nebraska, mm-hmm. I always wondered, where did this hemp come from? Who brought it here? Why did they bring it here? And when they brought it here, what did they do with it? Mm-hmm. I looked through as many different libraries and information sources and archives as I could in Nebraska, but I could not find the answer to those questions. I didn't have the answer to those questions until years later. But I did get those answers, mm-hmm. eventually.
And what was the answers?
The answers were, in general, during World War II, when the Japanese cut off the supply of hemp from the Philippines, the United States Department of Agriculture brought tons and tons of hemp seed into the United States Midwest from Kentucky. Mm. The hemp they brought into the Midwest was was non-drug industrial hemp of Chinese and Bulgarian descent that was being experimented on and with in Kentucky by the USDA. It was brought to the Midwestern United States in 1942, distributed to farmers throughout the Midwest who planted it for the war effort. In the United States Department of Agriculture's hemp victory program.
When you say the war effort, you mean they was using it? When you say the war effort, what do you mean?
When I say the war effort, I mean that the United States Department of Agriculture in 1942 through 1948 was using hemp for the production of paper and cloth and seed oil products. It was a natural agricultural-based alternative to petroleum.
Oh, all right. So they actually use it instead of petroleum.
They didn't necessarily use it instead of petroleum. They kept it as an alternative to petroleum if they did need it.
Mm. All right. We want to make a distinction here, because a lot of people out there, like for instance, the man up in the hills now who really keen and grown to the cutting edge, you might have said him, I wonder if it's the same thing as ganja or where we are talking about, you know. What is the difference between hemp and ganja?
Well, actually, there's really no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the distinction, though. In general, there are two major subspecies or cultivars of the genus Cannabis, which is true hemp.
Mm-hmm.
The first cultivar, type 1 hemp, is medicinal. The second cultivar, type 2 hemp, has no drug potential and is currently being used industrially throughout the world.
Mm.
Technically speaking, the distinction is that type 2 hemp has a THC content below 0.5%, meaning it has no drug potential.
All right, THC. What is THC?
Tetrahydrocannabinol. It's the...
You see, you have to pardon me because you see, it's certain kind of... You see, there's a certain kind of people that listen to this program where it's really grassroots. So there are certain terminologies that, you know, they might not understand. And we want to make them clear. What we are dealing with, right? Uh-huh. So you say now this THC is supposed to be the drug in the ganja. That is what you're saying?
Uh-huh. Well, there's two kinds of hemp. There's hemp that is medicinal, and then there's hemp that is non-medicinal.
All right, I'm going to talk about the one that is medicinal first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then the medicinal hemp has THC contents of 0.5% THC and above.
Yeah. All right, what? All right, when you say medicinal, what do you mean?
I mean that as medicinal, it's currently being used worldwide by millions of people as a safe and effective psycho-spiritual natural medicine.
That is the one that the Rastaman them use?
That's the one that grew
in Jamaica?
That's what the Rastaman
The medicinal use. One is
yes,
the
sir.
One that the Rastaman use.
Used for relief from a host of human maladies, including glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, nausea from cancer chemotherapy, asthma, spasticity from nerve damage and spinal cord injury, bacterial infection. Hemp is a very potent gram-positive antibacterial.
All right, so the THC is limited in the medicinal one, you're saying? Or this is more in the medicinal one?
More THC in the medicinal one.
All right, so tell me about the next one now, the one that is less THC.
The type 2 hemp has such a low concentration of THC in it that it has no drug potential. The distinction is everything with less than 0.5% has no drug potential. It's non-drug hemp.
Non-psychoactive.
Alright,
so why is it that you are held for ganja? Alright, the law against ganja states that this thing is a drug. Alright, so why is it that the law says that this thing is a drug?
I think I'll refer that question to my attorney.
That's how they do it.
All right. Oh, that's
so,
what I
do.
Yeah.
Well, by drug, you know, I guess they mean everything's a drug or everything's not a drug. I mean, it's provided here naturally. Mm. The non-drug, so they say, is if you sat down and smoked half a bushel of it, you might not get, wouldn't get high. Mm. But still, if a Rastaman, you know, using it in a sacramental way, even if it doesn't have THC in it, just because it comes from a holy herb, he still can see within himself. But if some kid tried to use it or somebody that didn't use it spiritually, he wouldn't get high, he wouldn't get anything, he'd get a sore throat. So it really can't be used to alter your consciousness unless you do it through some other deep meditations.
All right, so the question is now, why then is it seen as an illegal drug?
Well, it's just because, well, the problem is primarily that the various big businesses, as I've come to understand, see it as a threat to their economy. Right. The pharmaceutical people, they don't want some medicine that someone can grow in their backyard. They want to sell it for hundreds of dollars. The oil companies don't want somebody to grow in their backyard something to keep their lamps lit because they sell them oil. They don't want someone to use paper made from hemp because they want to use paper that has oil byproducts to use with it. They want to use trees because they own the trees and they want to cut the trees.
All right, so it's not because it's a dangerous drug to the human,
right,
for human consumption, but because the big companies see that a threat to their economic base.
That's as we understand.
Absolutely. It can replace everything currently made from petroleum or wood pulp.
Yeah, all right. Can we use the term ganja then instead of M?
Of course. We can. It's the same something.
It's the same something.
Right.
I was told that M, as we, for instance, the industrialized M is different from the smoking M.
Right, it's true.
It's different?
Well, it's usually sativa, which is a thin-leafed plant that most Jamaicans who are way in the bush would say, this is bush, and they
bush
wouldn't
ganja,
smoke it.
They
right.
wouldn't smoke it.
They wouldn't smoke
oh,
it.
Oh, all right. So
but they could make paper out of it.
All right, someone plant him ganja now.
Right.
And him said, this ganja your name, lamb's bread.
Right.
Where the other one name now? My name's ganja, you know, with enough about the place. Good quality.
Kali.
Anyway, all right. I could say, for instance, I'm going to have a good quality ganja.
Like some sensey something.
Yeah, like a sensimilla kind of ganja. No?
Right.
This ganja can be used just like what we're talking about, industrialized M.
Some of the same things can be used. The seeds can be used the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves, if you don't smoke them, they could go back into the ground and make the soil rich again, the same way as the industrial hemp. The stalks, even though they're not bred because they're not tall trees, can be used the same way for twine and can be used the same way for paper. The fact is that the industrialized variety, of which there are thousands of different varieties, can grow 20 feet tall or 15 feet tall and produce big, large seeds for oil. Or it
how
can
would
produce
you get it to grow 20 feet tall?
There are thousands of different seeds, which Dr. Kelly happens to be the most expert that I know, so I'll let him tell
Dr.
you about
Kelly,
it.
Tell you. Dr. Kelly, it's not like me want to plant some ganja right now. Me want you tell me how to plant a ganja tree 20 feet tall as a biologist.
Do you want to grow non-drug industrial hemp?
No, just ganja like
how
we
want to grow ganja.
We're not business about whether it's industrial or non-industrial. We just want to plant some ganja.
So I'd say you just go out into your backyard and you throw down some seeds.
Yeah, we know, but how you get it to be 20 feet tall? Because I never see a ganja tree in Jamaica 20 feet tall.
I think when Ralph was talking about that, I think he met in Nebraska.
Well, we have trees 20 feet tall.
Listen, I have seen trees where look like a ganja tree, where look like jungle, you know. Where you have to move ganja tree for work, you
right.
know? But I say in Jamaica,
right.
I have never seen a ganja tree.
That's just because they don't have that kind of seed. If they had that kind of seed, they could grow it too.
All right, so we have, you need
but
a
it's
seed.
Industrial seed.
Oh, you need that kind of seed.
Right.
And how you combo by that seed? Do I have to come to you or go to Nebraska? Or can I cultivate that seed in my backyard or what?
There's several different main sources of seed in the world. There's the Vavilov Institute in the former Soviet Union. There's the CPRODLO in the Netherlands. There are sources of seed in Hungary and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout the European community, there's a lot of seed sources available.
So we'd have to go there and go buy those seeds.
What you'd have to do, if you were working in Jamaica and you wanted to grow a 20-foot tree, what you'd have to do is get as many different types of seed from throughout the world as you could, and then do run-on experiments. You'd have to grow it in greenhouses and do run-on experiments outside here in Jamaica to find the strains that are best for Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
105.5, 107.7, Irene leads the way, 24 hours a day.
Yes, I've come to strengthen the righteous and weaken the wicked. Backbites and Obadiah, for Kanja from Anya, Kantaria. It will be fire.
Chanting. New release by DYCR. Available at record stores island-wide.
We not let go, we not let go, we not let go, I fuck with it too. We not let go, we not let go, we not let go, I fuck with it too. Granny want water, she go get it, let us hold on. Now it's a bit powder, so make me shout it out louder.
know.
Budget supplies, $4,500 bricks toilet, $500 premium paint, limited offer excluding GCT, Kingston, Montego Bay, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay. The time, courtesy of Budget Supplies, is...
a minute and a half after 12 o'clock. The hour between 12 and 1 here on The Cutting Edge is brought to you by Island Jamaica Limited.
Island Jamaica, rooted in Jamaica. We culture the roots and create a hybrid vibe. Island Jamaica, bringing you the jam down sound.
105.5, 107.7, I release the way, 24 hours a day.
But that seed is available.
Yeah.
And you can buy it by the ton.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. We just want the people to know that,
right.
We know that, and them must know that too.
Right.
All right. All right. We're going to come forward now to the original idea of banning ganja. You know, because this is a really serious thing, because most government in the world, in the Western world, ban ganja. And we make reference to Jamaica, as I said, the Rastaman has gone on through a lot, numerous persecution about it. What, if you had a chance to talk to the people them who ban ganja in Jamaica, what would you tell them the reason for not banning it and why it is really detrimental to keep having this natural plant as a dangerous drug? What would you tell them, the people in authority?
I'd say that industrial hemp can replace anything, anything at all, currently made from petroleum and wood pulp.
Yeah, but we are talking about industrial hemp. We are talking about the ganja with the Rastaman plant in Jamaica. That is what we are talking about now. Because you see, that is the basis of the whole thing, you know. Because you see, a man could have said industrial hemp separate from the ganja we have in my backyard. That means that a man could have did all way and arrest me for the ganja we have in my backyard. But the ganja we have for industry, it may say, well, I'm legalized that. So what we are talking about now is the ganja where they are Jamaica. That is the one where illegal. The ganja, you see, a man can bring in an industrialized hemp and get it sanctioned. But that don't mean, say, the man who have the ganja in his backyard free from that. So we want to find out now if the industrialized hemp is relating to what you would have to tell the government or the people them say. If you tell the government, say, well, industrialized hemp is one thing, you know, but ganja is the next thing, or the one with the Rastaman them are planted is the next thing. So we want to find out what is the discrepancy in the two of them. Why is it that, in you know, the industrialized hemp is important, but the ganja where the Rastaman have is unimportant?
The I think it's clear that the industrialized hemp will come here. The question is, are they willing to give up their objections to the plant in the country or in any country at all? Because they're concerned that the Rastaman is going to use it to serve his God.
Mm-hmm.
When the Rastaman uses herb, he uses it as a sacrament.
Yes.
To look within himself, to find out what is true and correct, how to plant his plants, mm-hmm. not ganja, but everyone, how to raise his children and how to live his life. That a use of ganja for a sacrament to see truth and love, mm-hmm. Certainly should not be banned by any government.
Mm.
It's getting somebody else's religion, the way they want to look at their creator. So the arguments surrounding whether or not a Rastaman should be able to use it as a sacrament. Is actually kind of foolish. You know, it's like saying that you can have your God the way you want you, but you can't have yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a freedom of religion argument that has recently been ruled on.
By the California court.
Right.
So the Rastaman can use the ganja for sacrament.
What they said was that the Rastaman can present evidence that he is using it sacramentally. Like the Indians in America.
Yeah,
they use peyote.
Mm-hmm.
Peyote is a psychoactive drug that comes from a cactus mm-hmm. that the a number of Native American Indians use sacramentally to see the old people in the old ways.
It is illegal in America.
It's illegal. Yeah. It's illegal for just anybody, but it's not illegal for Indians to use it, in
like
a sacramental way. Mm-hmm. It's the Native American Church of New York, as well as the Native American Church of America, are generally allowed to use it in peyote sessions all over.
Mm-hmm.
It has not been brought to the as a legal question that ganja until just recently can be used sacramentally,
mm-hmm.
And that the government should stay out of it. The thing that gives the government the law to pass, the ability to pass laws in America, is generally through a thing called the doctrine of parens patriae, where the government stands in the parent as a parent to the children.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can show that what you are doing is detrimental to yourself mm-hmm. or to others, well, then they can pass a law against it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem has been that ganja certainly does a lot of damage in America. To young children who smoke and feel good for free as opposed to relaxation or getting the benefit that they would get from completion of tasks as a youth.
Yeah, what kind of damage it do to them in America?
Well, it's done a lot of damage in America. The children in general get what's called, what's been labeled as the amotivational syndrome. The psychologists talk about children up to and through their teenage years should feel good about themselves because of the rewards they give themselves for tasks completed. You go to school, you learn about something, you solve a problem, and you feel good because you did it. You did work. Some other children, they don't go to school and they sit home and sit under a tree and smoke a spliff and feel good for free. Sometimes that passes on to children and they stay that way their whole life. So children probably should not smoke, at least in America, especially the hard, high THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, the high drug marijuana. However, there are older people who use it spiritually and use it to get in contact with themselves and their creator. Who probably should be able to use it. In the 60s, it was the glue that held what we'd call the right-thinking people, the people that wanted to stop the war and for human dignities. It was the glue that held the people together throughout the world. But it kind of fell off from that, and then came the real strong indica, which I've called crack ganja. They grow in Northern California. If you're as a